Michael Mukasey, the nominee for Attorney General, is in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee today for his confirmation hearing. And he expressed some strong opinions about torture and Guantanamo Bay, two issues that dogged his predecessor, Alberto Gonzalez. Dahlia Lithwick, legal analyst for Slate.com and for us here at Day to Day, has been watching. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey, Mel.
Well, what did Michael Mukasey say about torture?
You know, he's against it, but the language he used was very strong, very dramatic. For one thing, he completely repudiated the 2002 so-called torture memo that was signed by Jay Bybee, authorizing the president to essentially override international and domestic torture law. He called it, quote, worse than a sin. It was a mistake. And then he went on to say, we don't torture not because it's against the law and treaties. We don't torture because it's not what this country is about. And then he very dramatically compared torture to what happened in concentration camps after the Holocaust. So the strongest language imaginable to sort of say, we are not a country who does this, and it was a horrific mistake. So very, very dramatic early language in the hearing.
He also answered some questions about Guantanamo. Here he is being asked about it by Wisconsin Democratic Senator Herb Kohl.
Are you prepared to recommend to the president that we close Guantanamo?
I'm prepared to recommend to the president that we take the responsible course in dealing with the people at Guantanamo. I can't simply say we have to close Guantanamo because obviously the question then arises of what we do with the people who were there. And there is now no easy solution to that.
Dahlia, what does he mean when he says that we need to take the responsible course?
Well, Judge Mukasey was actually very, very clear that he said, you know, Guantanamo is not a good thing. He said, quote, detaining people apparently without end has given us a black eye, end quote. And then he went on to say that one of the problems at Gitmo is that, quote, nobody owns it, that you have the sort of Justice Department has a finger in it, the Defense Department, the Pentagon, you know, everybody's kind of involved, and yet nobody is completely responsible. And he said, that's got to change. So while he wasn't willing to say, look, close it tomorrow, even though there are increasing numbers of folks, even high up in the Bush administration, who are saying close it. What he did say was we need to start to think about, his word was, the goal of closing it down because it's hurting us. So I think what he really wants to see is, first of all, someone needs to take ownership of it, and then the appropriate steps need to be taken to close it down eventually.
Alberto Gonzalez left the Justice Department in the wake of a political scandal involving the U.S. attorneys and allegations of meddling from the White House. Did Mukasey say that he would draft any new rules or issue any new edicts regarding that, regarding drawing a fine line between the White House and the Justice Department?
You know, this was the issue on which I think he's been absolutely unequivocal today. On some of the issues that we've talked about already, he was sort of a little bit, you know, I'm going to try to sort of say strong things, but I also haven't sort of been read into the program. I didn't read the memos. So on some issues, he's been a little bit willing to sort of shuck and jive. But on this issue, the politicization of the Justice Department, even though there's an implicit, I would say almost explicit criticism of Gonzalez, he's been very, very strong. One of the things he said in response to Dianne Feinstein today from California was, quote, you don't assign to political people decisions on hiring and firing, especially in consultation with other political people. And that was in reference to Gonzalez's sort of complete deference to Monica Goodling and Kyle Sampson and other staffers at Justice, just giving them complete carte blanche to hire and fire as they saw fit, often in consultation with the White House. He said absolutely no on that. And he also had a very strong statement that he said hiring in the department would just be based solely on qualifications under him and, quote, not whether they had an R or a D next to their name. So these are very, very strong statements. And as I said, pretty much a repudiation of the Alberto Gonzalez view of how political the Justice Department could be.
And quickly, Dahlia, how is he being received there in front of the committee? Yesterday, Patrick Leahy, the chairman of the committee, said, quote, I want him to succeed.
Yeah, you know, the emblematic thing that we saw this morning is Pat Leahy smiling through his opening statement. We haven't seen that in a long time. All the scowls and all the frowns on the part of the Democrats are pretty much over. You know, there is a sense that there's a huge relief. They may not agree on all the policy, on all the politics, but they deeply, deeply respect Mukasey as someone who values the rule of law. And you really see that in the questioning. They're, you know, very, very hard questions on FISA, surveillance, the rule of law, but in effect, they respect him.
Thank you, Dahlia. Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com. And there's more coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.